So I'm Cindy, a compulsive overeater. And I live here in Seattle half the year and in Arizona now half the year. And my necklace I wear at OA events. I have sort of symbols for each city. I have a cactus for Arizona. I have a whale for Seattle. And I have a hot air balloon for Albuquerque, New Mexico, where that's always where the World Service Office is and where we have World Service Business Conference, which, as Tana said last night, and I would agree, it's the ultimate service experience. Pretty special stuff. So, I'm going to start today. I'm going to try to tell you a tiny, bit about my story and my I call it my bulimic profile. I wanted to, though, start with tradition one, which I have been thinking a lot about. And OA is home for me because of tradition one. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity. And if you go to a tradition one in our OA 12 and 12, there is an example of that around how each of us works a program, diversity within the program. And there's a story of two members who have different programs in terms of food plans and that sort of thing. Yet they honor each other's programs, and they love each other and honor each other. And so it's something you might want to look at. So I am here and I continue to stay because I believe I can work my program. And I think, we have special bulimic anorexic focus meetings. I think there's a reason for that. I think within the fellowship, I have found that there's sort of flavors of how the disease manifests itself. So I'll tell you a little bit about how the disease has manifested itself in me. So just a few quick stats. When I think about and share about my experience, strength, and hope, I have been around for over 40 years. And for me, it's 40 years of daily, nearly daily discipline, not perfectly. I am not super fond of numbers, but if I had to give you an abstinence date, for me, it would be January of 2009. And the reason I say that is that was when I got some great help from a nutritionist who helped me with a combination of foods and how I ate, when I ate them, that really eliminated a lot of the cravings in my body. So that's usually the abstinence state that I give, and I'm not someone who has lost a lot of weight in my program. That's not my story. I've been really pretty darn stable most of my life at a normal weight, but the unmanageability of my bulimia. And just not able to show up and being in that, that pit of despair around it is every bit as intense. So for me, my profile, I mentioned that I am bulimic. When I was young, when I was a teenager, I discovered laxatives and also my mom's diuretics. So when I felt the need to, lose weight after a binge or something like that, that's where I went. And it was pretty hard on my body, the laxative use. And then I was also an excessive exerciser. So that's sort of my how I did it. For some reason, the compulsion to use The diuretics were no longer available to me when I, you know, became an adult, moved out of the house. Laxatives were, but that was lifted. I was in the program, just started the program at that time, and that was lifted from me. I didn't, you know, do a lot, except I just started coming to OA. So another thing that I wanted to talk about a bit was, I do love our definition of abstinence, refraining from compulsive eating or compulsive eating behaviors while working toward or maintaining a healthy body weight. That works for me. You know, it's nice to be, as a 65-year-old woman, in the rooms with people who say, yeah, abstinence is menopause is, it's hard. Maybe portion controls need to change. And I'm not the only one who has put on a few pounds. So that's kind of my deal now, not getting too wrapped up in it, but being aware and honest about that. I do have a food plan, I have a food plan. And it's pretty roomy, has a little tiny bit of measuring here and there. Very little sugar. Sugar with other things, not by itself, which seems to work well for me chemically in my body. White flour, it just makes me feel good. And so for me, it's about connecting with the body and how my body feels. So I'm not a numbers counter. I want to let you know that too. That's a disaster for me. I think maybe because I'm a perfectionist, and I can be a performer. Hard for me to be honest and real and messy. So I work on that too in my program. I don't weigh myself daily. A lot of the things that I don't do, I certainly did when I was younger. So again, numbers. I don't count abstinence. I allow for, I wish I hadn't done that, but that's okay. I'll get back on track. That's what works for me. Let me look carefully at what else I want to talk about. I really want to talk about, for me, you will hear some people in the program say that abstinence is the most important thing in my life without exception. For me, it's not. For me, my relationship with my higher power is the most important thing in my life without exception, because from that, everything follows. I have to be clear so that higher power flow can come into and flow through me. Clarity is important, but abstinence for me is not the focus. Oh, I just lost it. I was going to flow into something else here. Give me a minute. I know what it is. I want to talk about feelings. Feelings, I just really don't like them at all. And any feeling that I have, I also put on I'm sure that this is a bad feeling and I am wrong to have these feelings. That was my focus. So, you know, it's an ongoing thing with feelings. I realize I won't die from having them. They ebb and flow, don't they? 2 minutes, thank you. So that's kind of my thing every day is, and I do this, and I think it really helps me. So if you're new to the program, you'll get to this. I'm talking about 10th step, where we continue to take personal inventory. And when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. So I filled tons of journals with writing. I like to do a feelings dump, and I dump it. And it's usually a dear, I call my higher power God. It's usually, dear Father, oh my gosh, this is what happened, and here's what I'm feeling. Dump it. I also added more to that. and I call it uncovered uncomfortable. What in the last 24 hours did I uncover or is making me uncomfortable? And I got that from just a fellow, you know. I got that message from a fellow, and that's what she does. And so it allows me, because I, you know, I will not process a feeling. I will say, okay, I have it. I shouldn't have it. Moving on. Even in the program, I have done that a lot. And so I am staying more in the feeling, because gosh darn it, I had a lot of feelings last night after, you know, leaving here, listening to the speaker, and happened to kind of go through them, process them with my dear husband, who's a normie, but, you know, has really done a good job of trying to understand, you know, what my story is and what I'm all about. And it was hard to share about some of the feelings I had, but I did it. And lo and behold, I feel like I've come out the other side today. And by golly, that gave me a certain peace inside. And I'm thinking, I'm going to have a pretty calm food day, because I did something with that. I worked through those feelings. So I imagine that I'm getting close to my time. There's a lot more I could say. But again, I think I just want to end with, I wouldn't have left this program if I didn't feel, and this is kind of a new thing for OA, I think, in the last 10 years, if I didn't feel that there was a place for me in this fellowship. So thanks for letting me share.